And it was, as far as I could see back, and as far as I could see to the left and to the right, it was white horses and angels. And Jesus was at the head, was at the front. They were lining up, brother. Lining up. We ain't waiting on him. He's waiting on his body. To be unified. Right. How can the head come when the body ain't even together, brother? How? I ask y'all how. People of God. People of God, how can the head come when the body is so scattered? Drop it all and take up the only thing that matters. We are Christians. We are followers of Jesus Christ. Let's quit putting anything ahead of that. Let's drop all that. Because is that not what divides us?
That's exactly what divides us.
I mean, I'm no scholar. I've only been back with the Lord, committed totally, for 5 years.
Well, that's a good word.
You know, I made a decision in 2015, but it took me 2 years to drop the needle. I had to bring my filthy self to the Lord, to Jesus. He's the only one that could fix me. I was broken. And when I finally laid it all down at his feet, I became brand new. Not broken new. Brand new. The head is waiting on the body. And we're sitting here looking, wait, where are you, Lord? When? I've said it. When, Lord? I'm tired. When? And if I feel that way, if I have felt that way in the short 5 years that I've, you know, been free, I can only imagine the men and the women that's been in it for years. For years. Anything that is put in front of a Christian needs to drop. And then unity can begin. True unity.
That's a good word. And you can back it up with scripture. That's what I love. Because he says, you know, in Revelation, he's not going to come back. When he comes back, it'll be for a bride that's without spot or without wrinkle. And it's like we identify ourselves in a way that we could never be without spot or without wrinkle.
Right.
Because we look at our own abilities, you know? And instead of saying, it's Christ in me. It's Christ in me that can walk in a way that we never thought possible. And we have to change the way we think. That's what he instructs us to after salvation is to renew the mind, right? We've got to change the way we think. And that's what, you know, my drive in this whole fivefold training center is that, is to get our thinking back like it should be, right? To, like you said, we're not broken new. We're not bent new. We're brand new. The old is gone. The new is here. That's the foundation of Scripture, right?
And that new is what changes us on the inside. I can make all the changes on the outside I want to. I can clean up good. You know what I'm saying? But cleaning up good on the inside doesn't help the inside. It's still broken.
And Jesus talked about that in the Word too. I think he called them whitewashed tombs. We can make it look real pretty on the outside, but it's really on the inside that matters. You know? It's not about what it looks like. And we need to get our focus off of those things in our buildings and all of that. It's not, we don't need to build buildings. We need to build people.
Amen.
You know? And that sounds like an oxymoron as I'm remodeling a building. But that's one of the things I tell people. Like, This is not about the real estate. It's not about the real estate. It's about those who will set foot in it. Amen. You know? And I know God will supply, because you've got to have a space for people to show up. I get that. Amen. And, you know, again, I always want to be real careful. I'm not here to be the church basher, you know? Yeah. I'm not that guy. I love every person in every church in this town. That is my heart. I love each and every one of you. But there's a better way of thinking. There's a better way of seeing the truth that we have not seen yet. And I am the voice calling in the wilderness, you know, like even in the Bible, like just somebody's got to start saying it. Because if nobody says it, we won't start doing it. Mm-hmm. And we have lived, and you know, I've grown up in church all my life, and I've been in several denominations, even the non-denominational, right? But even that is just like, man, that's not oneness. That's not the oneness that Jesus himself prayed for us. God, that they would be one as you and I are one. That is what God's heart is for us. And you're absolutely right with that. The head is waiting on the body to say, align. Get yourself together and bring yourself underneath in submission to the head. And I totally believe, we mentioned this just a little bit, but the thing that's coming, you are fixing to see the biggest chaos you have ever experienced in this world, in your lifetime, if you're alive today. I totally believe that. But I also see simultaneously, you're fixing to see the biggest outpouring of God's Spirit on his people than you have ever seen in your life. Jesus himself said, these things that I do, greater things you will do. Who is he talking about? You. The body. Mm-hmm. The body. It's a multiplication. God is a God of multiplication. Go look at those stories of Elijah and the olive oil and the bread and the fish. All of those things. God is a God of multiplication. And that's what he is fixing to do. Is there are a few, because I know it's a few. I feel it. There are a few that are out there speaking the truth of what God's saying. And I'm not trying to put those people on a pedestal. But just as you see the life of John the Baptist, like people looked at him and thought, that guy's weird, you know? And like, yeah, I get it. People look at me and say, that guy's weird. If I'm to be weird for anything, let it be the gospel. You know? Let it be the gospel. And you can think I'm as weird as you want to think, but just come hang out with me and let me show you Jesus.
Amen. And you know, something else that just dropped in my spirit is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. What name came first in all three of those? God. Yeah. Mm. That just, I don't know why, that just did something in me. Yeah. That just did something in me. It's what we put in the front of whatever we're speaking. That front name is what means the most to us in our heart. And there has to be a change in that.
Yeah.
It wasn't Father God, Father Son, or God Son God. You know, it wasn't Father God, Son God, Holy Spirit God. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let's get the names right, y'all. Let's get them in the right order. Yeah. I'm Christian. Monica Lovell. Christian. Monica Lovell. A follower of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Let's get the labels off. Get down to what matters.
Yep. It's the only thing that matters. Thank you.
That's a good word. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from from my beautiful sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from our brother in Christ, Jason Mung. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.